On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, 5th of April, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian equity market surged on Thursday. Nifty and Sensex increased by around 0.4% each. IT companies had a tepid financial year. A lukewarm ending in the fourth and final quarter has resulted in decline in revenue and mediocre profit margins. Mint's tech writers Shovik Das and IT correspondent Jas Pardia took a deep dive into the results of six of India's top IT companies: TCL, HCL, Infosys, Wipro, Tech Mahindra, and LTI Mindtree. Analyst estimates and projections don't paint a pretty picture, as the financials are likely to remain flat or go down in some instances. Recovery is also likely to be slow, Shovik and Jas Pardia write. While we won't know this for sure till these companies release their quarterly and annual reports, the expectations are low from India's IT sector. The central government decides how much money each state will receive, a process called financial devolution, while the states in southern India aren't happy with their share. That's because Karnataka, Kerala, and Tamil Nadu received far less from the divisible pool of taxes than UP and Bihar. In the last couple few months, leaders from Kerala, Tamil Nadu, and Karnataka have publicly protested against this new fissure that's emerged in India's federal structure. It has also become the biggest campaigning point for regional parties as the general elections draw closer. Mint's long-form writer N. Madhavan examines if constitutional federalism is alive in 2024 and speaks to bureaucrats and economists to offer a possible solution for this conundrum. Land and property taxes are a huge revenue stream for most states. In 2023, a boom in the sale of houses also led to widespread buying of land. Top developers are buying land at record prices after bankrolled by the public markets and healthy cash flow. An acre of land now costs around 16.5 crore rupees on average in India, reports Mint's Madhuri Manandi. Growing demand for homes will ultimately result in national and regional builders buying up more land, Madhurima explains. If you've taken a Vistara flight this week, you may have achieved a rare feat. Vistara flights have been getting cancelled en masse every day. At least 50 of them have been cancelled due to unavailability of pilots. These pilots have been calling in sick as a form of protest against the Air India Vistara merger. Under the transition, Vistara pilots will get a fixed salary only for 40 hours of flying a month, instead of the 70 hours they had earlier. Two major pilot unions, including one that only has pilots from Air India, wrote to the Tata Group chairman N. Chandrasekharan about the merger, as well as other systemic issues. These pilots want further conversations to smoothen the deal with the airline, reports Mint's aviation correspondent Anu Sharma. With fewer Vistaras flying in the air, any further delay in returning to full-scale operation might shoot up ticket prices for consumers. Hiring can be a delicate and complex process, especially for organizations that are driven by strong work culture. But for senior-level hiring across corporate India, it's more difficult than ever. Companies and candidates are now taking longer to make a decision, turning any hire into a six-month process or longer. Until last year, this process usually took up to 3 months on average. Devina Sen Gupta, Mint's HR and workplaces reporter, speaks to executive search firms to find that there's friction on both sides of the equation. Moreover, companies aren't doling out huge raises for potential hires to jump ship and are taking a longer time to vet their candidates. With both sides in a standoff, this process is now longer than ever, headhunters told Devina. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice weekend.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.